Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
That's right. Thank you, Edith. And welcome to ENN on a Tuesday evening. Another beautiful day, at least in New York City, at least on sight and feel, although I haven't been outside, so what do I know? We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
A lot of people are talking about this, so you become part of the people talking about it. That made no sense.
I wonder what mine will be, Peter.
I'd then like to say good evening to Don.
So that's my list today on Cinco de Mayo, the 5th of February.
Did you really wonder, Don?
No.
He knew very well. You know why? Because it was beautiful.
And then my buddy Rob Wiener, friend of the
show.
Excuse me? Rob Wiener.
Okay.
Texted me and said, don't forget to get your wife a Valentine's Day card. So everybody's jumping on board here.
You missed my birthday by 3 days.
Yeah, you got to watch out. And enjoy the Super Bowl this weekend, Don. So
and my birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Eli Manning appeared on Sirius XM NFL radio, and he actually got into a little bit of a conversation with about Daniel Jones and Daniel Jones as a leader. Let's hear from Eli on his successor.
I think it'll be easier this year for him to kind of step up as that leader. Just, you know, last year was probably awkward for him, you know, me being there, me being in meeting rooms and just kind of the whole dynamic. I think me being gone and him just, he is the quarterback, he's the guy for him just to have that control and the authority over the receivers and offensive line. I think he's, you know, proven to be tough and work hard. He's done all the right things. He has kind of gone in that approach of you know, keeping his head down and not saying more than he has to and working hard on and earning the respect from the teammates. And I think now he can, you know, elevate that where he's, you know, now he's in charge.
Fair.
Yeah. I mean,
Is it without the looming presence of Eli?
Yeah, I appreciated that sentiment from Eli. I mean, listen, Daniel Jones has learned how to be Eli Manning. Let's be clear. If you were to play a clip right now of Daniel Jones saying those exact same words, you'd think it was Eli Manning. So I think it's nice to have him, you know, put that out there, but it's not a shocking thought. Another former Giant great, maybe in a slightly different vein, has also spoken. Odell Beckham Jr. Went on YouTube Live, it looks like. Was it live or just a YouTube video? Anyways, here's Odell talking about how the time is his.
My problem, my career, were injuries. Honestly, I'd never been injured until I snapped my ankle. And then from then on, I had already had a bunch of compensation injuries that the body naturally occurs over years. So right now, what I'm trying to do is basically a reset button, being able to just get everything fixed, shoulder, arms, back, everything aligned, functional, moving properly, so I can begin training to get ready for the season. So I would honestly say this is probably going to be, you know, one of my best seasons. Bigger, stronger, faster. This is my time. That's all.
Beautiful.
Of course,
can't wait.
Coming off of his most disappointing season as a pro with Cleveland, was not great paired up along the opposite side of his friend Jarvis Landry. So we'll see what we get from Eli this year. Although he did manage to have a 35-second clip and not really say anything obnoxious. So sometimes I think you got to give credit where it's due.
You know what? You're right.
That wasn't a bad clip. It was fine. It was totally fine.
And there was a lot of things that went wrong last year with Cleveland.
Yeah. Let me say this. He was not special last year. I haven't heard. You'd be an unreasonable football fan to watch Cleveland play and really point a finger at Odell. That team was just offensively flawed. Listen, you know who I hope it wasn't.
Ray Keaton.
That's right. Because the last thing I'd want was us to be sitting here doing a show, minding our own business in an already dangerous time, scary time. And then you hear this music start playing. And before you know it, you're staring in the eyes of a maniac.
You have this on the jukebox?
I'm going to tell you something right now, Michael McKay. I've been listening to your little radio show that you and Dom LaGreco and Peter Rosen do. And I want to tell you something I've noticed about you, Michael, and that is this. I know the exact coordinates within which you live. I've hunted near those coordinates. I've chased down jackrabbits. I've pulled their little heads off, snapped them like a twig. Right outside your house, Michael.
That's graphic.
I've seen you get up and have breakfast with your family. I got my eye on you. I've been in your closet. I've been in your swimming pool. I've spent time with your kids. Watch your back, or I'm okay. Wow.
That was dark. It didn't have anything to do with Odell.
Wow.
I love this.
Just
love
a
this
real game. Threatening attack
kids haven't
on
told
Michael
me
Kett.
They've talked to any strange dude.
What if you came down for breakfast tomorrow and you just saw a large man in a very oversized brown sweatshirt standing in your kitchen?
My Freddy kitchen.
Underrated great last name for that man, by the way.
It should be Freddy Dining Hall.
Oh, wow. That's our future weekly you're dissing right there.
He's in the neighborhood, right? I mean,
right.
He's the Giants tight ends coach.
So
by the way.
Let's keep it with the Giants. They claimed Cooper Rush off waivers from the Cowboys on Tuesday.
Isn't that what you do when you join a fraternity?
And they drafted a Pert, so they got like the whole Rush thing going.
Not even Don. Don just laid all the way out and picked it up and pretended it never happened.
You're a man of college.
That's how bad it was. Don
it wasn't
couldn't even
bad
say
at all.
Oh, it was awful.
No.
Isn't that what you do in college?
Funny.
You Cooper Rush?
Yeah.
Now, if you'd said that's what it's called when you join a fraternity at Cooper College or something, it would have made more sense.
Nah, but the way he talked about Rush,
comedy is important.
It just kind of came across like, turn of the century college where they're swallowing goldfish and they're holding the little pennant up of the school they go to.
So
now that the
Cowboys have Andy Dalton, they let go of Rush. I know nothing about him. I did not get a lot of Cooper Rush.
John, you're a big fan of the band Rush, right?
Oh yeah,
sure. You're a big Pert guy.
We left out yesterday. You know why Andy Dalton really wanted to play for the Cowboys? I should have mentioned this. He's from Dallas. Has a home there.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably a factor we should have got to. Now,
if I'm afternoon drive host in Cleveland, right, and I sign a contract with ESPN Radio to run the board, that would make sense to you because, hey, well, Don's from the tri-state area.
But he didn't leave a starting job. He didn't have a job. We're assuming that there would be a starting job available. Then your silly little comparison would work. We have no idea what was available then.
Well, he still took a backup job.
You're right.
Jets also maybe slightly more interesting pickup. The Jets signed Al Gore.
Signed Al Gore?
That's right. The Jets signed the former vice president and Tennessee senator, inventor of the internet, Albert Gore.
Right, the inconvenient truth. That's going
to
be
Al Gore used to. Al Gore and his Al Gore's son, Al Gore, and his very attractive lady both lived in our old apartment.
Tipper?
No. Well, that would be Al Gore's wife. This would be Al Jr. and his lady.
Oh, I see.
AJ.
That's what I called him, was AJ. But anyways, Frank Gore, not Al, has been signed. The NFL's third leading all-time rusher. He's 37 years old. He's reunited with his former coach, Adam Gase.
See, this should have been on Don's list of great father and son combinations. One was vice president. One's third leading
That's right.
rusher.
You'd almost have to make it number one. I completely forgot.
And their uncle, Vidal.
What?
Why did you have to say what? We almost had the same thing that I did to you. You could have did it.
Because I thought I misunderstood it. It couldn't be that dreadful.
Gore Vidal.
It was a deep dive. Give him credit for that.
It was a deep dive. I thought Michael would appreciate it. That it was designed for Michael. You know, I don't think, you know, Don reads Booger's biographies. I didn't think he'd get it, but I thought you would.
I think he got it. He just didn't find it funny.
Yeah, it wasn't funny. It was dreadful.
God, just looking, he has had such a solid career. He's going to the Hall of Fame, right?
He's not going. He's running. He's sprinting.
Right. But assuming he doesn't make the Pro Bowl this year, which
but why
I think
are you
is
saying he, why are we saying he's going to the Hall of Fame? Why isn't O.J. Anderson in the Hall of Fame?
What number is O.J. Anderson?
Well, O.J. Anderson had a great career.
This is third all-time rushing.
Yeah, this is the third time all-time rusher.
This guy was
rusher.
The MVP in the Super Bowl. And had a really good career.
So was Doug Williams, who's a great player, but he wasn't great for his whole career.
O.J. Anderson had a lot of good years.
No, listen, O.J. was very, very good. I'm not saying he wasn't, but these numbers Don's looking at, you're talking about year in, year out, right, Don?
He is a slam dunk Hall of Famer, but what's so interesting, and I'd love to get the reaction from the listeners, and maybe I can even try to cultivate a top five, although I can't even come up with one right now, of a comparable. He is the definition of a compiler. Because he's never led the league in rushing.
Not once.
He's never led the league in any statistical category his entire career.
Not once.
He only went to five Pro Bowls, which is significant, but considering the guy has played 14 years in the league.
The number that really puts you over the top, besides the all-time number, Don, is the 9,000-yard seasons. And then another at 967.
And then
961. He could have had 11,000 yard seasons.
But 06 was his best season, right? Rushed for almost 1,700 yards. All right?
But what was he dealing with, Chris? Was it what's his face in Tennessee?
Yeah. But still, 1,700 yards is nothing to sneeze at, right?
Chris Johnson, was it that year? Let's see.
But he had eight other 1,000 yard seasons, 1,100. Less than 1,100, 1,100, 1,200, 1,200, 1,100, 1,100, just barely over 1,000. All right, so he had that one good year of almost 1,700 yards, and it never had any year above 12. But he was so consistent.
Metronomic.
But Michael said it before. I mean, when you look at a 1,000-yard rusher, it's still, you know, it's 60 yards a game.
Like, LaDainian was 2006.
He's got to go to the Hall because of his longevity and his consistency, but is there anybody else you can kind of compare him to? Because outside of the 06 season, there's no season where you go, wow, that's an awesome season. Not one. Maybe 09, he had 10 touchdowns, but still 1,120 yards. Nothing overly special receiving. He did have a 485. That was also that 06 season, which was clearly his best, which was his second year in the league.
So here's what's wild, though. He was in the league from 05 till now.
Mm-hmm.
He has 15,000 yards and 79 touchdowns. Okay?
Okay.
The blip of a career, relatively, that was LaDainian Tomlinson. 2001 to 2011, and in 2011, he got 75 yards. So 2001 to 2010, LaDainian had 13,500 and 145 touchdowns.
Well, LaDainian's in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, and I guess the point is, Don, it emphasizes real compiling, not like, I mean, he never, that year, by the way, 06, where he went for 1,600 yards, LaDainian went for 1,815.
But he's brought in just to, you know, take some of the workload away.
From Le'Veon, you know, who never gets the ball anyway.
Which we complained didn't get the ball enough, which
that's the point. All I
sense.
Thought was bring in another veteran running back. Can you give Le'Veon the ball?
No, you guys can answer this better than me.
Sure.
But Mike on Twitter compares Frank Gore to Vince Carter. Is that fair?
No. Well, for me, the first thing that stands out is no. Is that Vince Carter, there was never a moment when Frank Gore was considered among the most exciting players in his sport. Vince Carter, statistically, first of all, was close to, he was a top 10 player in the league for a few years, but also he was one of the most sought after, exciting stars in the league. He was never that. Franco was never that kind of guy.
Never. Like I said, maybe 06. And again, I'm not killing the guy. The fact that he was able to stay at that position for that long is just absolutely incredible.
And still going, it's special.
But also, Vince Carter going to the Hall of Fame never led the league in any statistical category.
Not once, huh?
Not one.
What was his high point year? Did he have like a 26, 27 points?
The best year he ever had, he had 27.5 in 04-05 with the Nets and 27.6 his third year in the league for Toronto. That's the highest he ever averaged, 27.6.
And then it was like mid-20s, like 23 most of his career.
The last time he averaged 20, you have to go back to 08-09.
Wow.
Since then, 16, 14, 15, 13, 10, 13, 11, and has been in single digits since 14, 15.
Well, he's become a different player. He's become a bench player.
And then, wait, and his rookie year was what, 01?
98, 99.
Oh, 99. So he had 10 years. He had 10 years in double digits. That's still a good. And then he had a second career as a different kind of player, basically. Some other local football news. Quincy Enunwa, who played only one game in 2019 because of a neck injury, is out for all of 2020 after being placed on the physically unable to perform list.
Yeah, he's pretty much done as a Jet. He's going to get a lot of his money that's due this year. That's a good thing.
Josh Bellamy, another wide receiver, also on season-ending PUP. But Enunwa had a good 2018. He got a four-year, $33 million extension and wound up playing only one game. Really a bummer.
Now, what's that thing in front of you that says thank you and hero? What is that?
Nancy, I give her credit. She had gotten it online. This is for the first responders, and you can put it in your window and light it up at night.
Oh, that's
but
nice.
Nancy felt that it probably would, obviously, more people would get to see it here. It's got a light, but it just doesn't come really across on television.
Well, that's really cool.
But yeah, so it's got thank you, hero, and then you can see the medical symbol here too. So I thought that was cool.
Let's take a moment to give a shout out, by the way, to all of the people who do jobs that are not necessarily thought of. I think everyone's first response is always kind of doctors, nurses, and rightfully so. There's no one in more danger spot. But then there are all these other people in hospitals that do incredible work. Guys, I sent an article yesterday I won't read the entire thing, but I sent it to RJ and Andrew yesterday. I felt it was too much to depress the entire group, but I sent it over to them. Wayne Edwards, Derek Braswell, and Priscilla Caro were all working at Elmhurst Hospital in Queens, and their department managed PPE. Their job was to distribute PPE as things got insane. By April 12th, all three of them were dead. And these are the people whose job it was to make sure that the doctors and nurses they worked with were protected. So, like, it's just an unbelievable sacrifice that people are giving to do these other jobs, transporting patients, bringing equipment, all these things that, you know, they just thought of as their day-to-day job before, and then all of a sudden you're thrusted into being American heroes. It's wild.
And then you heard that Paul Carey story. He was the, ambulance driver from Colorado, 66 years old, volunteered to come to New York to help out, and he ended up passing away from the virus. It's tough watching the news. I try to keep up with it every night just to kind of get a flavor for what's happening, and there's some great stories and but there's some stuff that just...
Well, here's something good. So I hit you guys with something really hard and trying to honor that these people are giving so much. Some good news we didn't really talk about much on the show yesterday, and that is Cuomo laying out the plan for the city being reopened. And one thing that I thought was really sort of reassuring to hear was sort of how sensible his four-tier plan of reopening was. You know, that you start, first of all, with construction and sort of these really basic businesses that need to get going. Then you open up retail with curbside pickup and other forms of business. Third step would be restaurants and things like that. And you're not talking about entertainment and big gatherings till the final step. But I thought the way he laid it out, and then, of course, they laid seven different criteria that we have to hit in the city before we can do that. But I thought the layout that way, Don, it was like a more sensible, it was a plan I could understand and believe in a little bit.
Yeah, you wonder when you get to level four, you know, we were talking about the NHL and the NBA restarting. Are they going to play in the Garden, even if it's empty? Is that allowed?
Well, could
so
that
when does
be
level four happen?
Well, no, but that would that be level four, or could
I
that
guess.
Actually
you
be
said
level
sports teams, right?
But could that be level two or three? Is it still entertainment if no one's there?
Yeah,
I mean, I guess
this
it depends
is entertainment.
How they do.
Nobody's in our studio.
But what I think when you hear him say entertainment, I think he's talking about entertainment
gathering.
Where a gathering, Central Park, a concert. Broadway opening up again. Sports is different because sports is the one form of entertainment where it can be done without an audience. It can technically
well,
be done.
You know
without
what? Broadway that. Can't. I don't know how Broadway reopens without a vaccine. I just don't. Because if you enact social distancing, right, they need every single seat in those small theaters to make them profit.
Yeah.
So if you're going to cut a 500-seat theater or a 1,000-seat theater down to 100 people, forget it. They can't pay the cast.
No, that's going to take a while. So I think the sports can do it. I think, you know, obviously it doesn't, unless there's some TV shows that are done here in New York, I guess you can reopen some of the TV shows.
Right. That, you know what they should do with Broadway? They should actually stream them. I bet you they'd make money.
That's an interesting thought.
That's a very good point.
You make it like kind of exclusive, and it's still limited tickets.
Absolutely.
That could be pretty cool. By the way, makes you feel any better, guys. I guess people are just sort of ready to be done with this. The White House is winding down the task force.
Fauci's out of work then.
They're going to come back in a different form. There's no longer going to be a coronavirus task force, even as the projections of infections and deaths continues to go up across the country. So I guess people are just ready to move on. You know, this is going on too long. So I'm a little confused by that, but hey. Marshawn Lynch talked to SVP about the prospect of returning to Seattle. Let's hear what Marshawn had to say.
We'll see what happens. If it should work out and they, you know what I mean, and I get back up there, it is what it is. And I mean, if not, I'm living good, so I ain't really tripping too much.
I love him.
He
did something we should have mentioned. It was like 3 weeks ago. He was driving around Oakland in like a little sport, not even an SUV, like a smaller vehicle. And handing out masks to people in low-income areas of the city.
Yeah.
That he bought, that he was just handing them out so they could be safe. So there's a lot of stuff to like about that guy. Sometimes he rubs you the wrong way. You wonder what he's all about. But he does a lot of charitable things for his community. He really does.
He's just his own person.
And you know what he's busy taking care of right now?
His chicken.
Take care of y'all chicken.
Correct. The NFL schedule is going to be released on Thursday. Hey, guys, we got a show on Friday, baby. How you like that?
We haven't run out of things to say yet.
No, never. No, we're full. Thursday.
Now, will it leak? Will there be leakage?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope for some leakage. Thursday, 8 Eastern.
Thank you, Peter, because that helps me out a little bit.
Jeremy Fowler has confirmed the 2020 schedules will be all set to go. But as of now, it's a September 10th opener and a Super Bowl on February 7th. And, of course, we have no idea if any of those things are actually happening.
Speaking of leakage,
did you see the new like social media challenges that are going on? People are losing their mind.
What are people doing now?
The pee in your pants challenge.
I'm sorry?
You urinate on yourself.
Well, is that a
Yeah, that's a challenge.
Well, if peeing in your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis.
I was just going to say, like, what's the award? The Miles Davis Award? Really? I understand you want to be creative. Andrew sent us something with the guy with a ping pong ball bouncing off a different pot.
Oh, that was amazing.
You know what? I'm good. I don't need to pee myself to make, you know, get my 15 minutes.
I think you, if you win that challenge, you get a copy of the book, The Yellow Stream by IP Daily. So,
wow.
Now, what a bad job we did earlier on the show.
How?
We had Ariel Helwani on the show.
Sure.
Who interviewed an MMA trainer who's training Mike Tyson.
That's right.
But his forte, of course, is
MMA.
Correct. And MMA is back this Saturday. UFC 249. That's my
Peter
fault.
Problem. That's
you
a
know
Peter
what?
Problem.
Fine.
No, it's not a problem because when you have a guest on, you ask about the most pertinent things that people will be interested in. Yes, there is an audience for MMA. There's a much wider audience for Mike Tyson.
But you could have, speaking to Peter, thrown in something at the end.
Well, Peter was working off the Don playbook. I don't know if you realize that.
I had one long question, and Michael texted
me. No, it was longer than any question Don has ever answered or ever asked.
Not true.
Yeah, I was clocking in over 2 minutes before I gave up.
Well, I didn't even notice.
It's normal to you.
No, because it was interesting. I was offering insight to a man I know in Mike Tyson. I was trying to bring something home.
But I'm going to bail Peter out because, again, I don't want to go with the – what was the yo-yo from ESPN that would come down and talk to the
I think his name was Yo-Yo.
Yeah, Yo-Yo Shalotsky, whatever his name was. You know, I'm not trying to win a Pulitzer here, okay? But when we have somebody on, if I ask a long – but it's a conversation. I don't think I have to go by the rules. We break the rules.
That guy used to come up and teach us how to interview people, Peter. That's the only executive or / boss in my career I've ever been rude to.
Oh, you were actually – because he was trying to teach you how to do your job.
Yeah.
No. He said, well, I'd like to sit down with you and, you know, teach you the ins and outs of interviewing. I said, no, I'm good. Thanks.
Now think of the Mel Allen advice to Michael and then go the complete polar opposite. That's how it went down.
I would love that.
He's your buddy, and you're having conversations. We don't have to clock the questions. It's not questions. It's just a conversation.
Okay. Some baseball scores today. Rangers-Indians postponed. Pirates and Yankees also postponed. Brewers-Marlins. You know what? Forget it. I was looking for the KBO scores and stumbled on the regular scores. So, Michael, are you going to stay up for any of this KBO action, the Korean baseball
league? I don't know.
League?
I mean, sometimes I have real trouble sleeping. Last night wasn't one of them, so I didn't stay up. But some of them start at 5:30 in the morning, so that's more of a possibility than like staying up.
Oh, you could at least get the last few innings.
True, but Boog Ashambi is going to be doing, I think, 2 days of play-by-play along with Jessica Mendoza. And I texted him. I said, are you driving to Bristol? Are you going to do it out of your apartment? He goes, no, I'm going to do it out of my apartment. I said, your neighbors will be thrilled. as you're screaming for home run calls at 1 in the morning.
Bet flip. We've got a bet flip. Wow.
And, Nancy had it on the Comcast Bay Area, or NBC Sports Bay Area, I should say. Did like a Kruipke, Miller, and Fleming kind of Zoom show, kind of talking about everything that's going on. It was interesting because John Miller's got great stories and all that. And then after that, they went to one of those virtual games. It was Giants versus Indians on the video mm-hmm. game.
Yep.
Oh, how does anybody watch that?
We're doing one. We're doing one this week. Me, well, David, and Paul. It's Yankees
bad
and the Red
timing,
Sox.
But you just try to do it better.
Oh, well, of course. We'll do it great.
No, but because it, like
we're going to do it like a game.
I think Kruk and Kipe are great, but they didn't seem like they were into it. And
well, you got to have fun. Keith and Ron did a good job when they did it.
You got to let go and have some fun.
It's the only one that I've seen, so I'm not judging any of the other ones that were done. It's just that they didn't seem into it, and the graphics, Michael, are amazing.
I think they're phenomenal.
It's still weird, though, right? It's still kind of mechanical.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.